This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Lace Mountain Wire football podcast. Yeah, it's football, mwire.com. Sort of emergency slash, holy crap, we got to talk about this because we're doing our team previews and those are evergreen through the summer. So if you haven't heard, first off, thanks for listening. mwire.com is our website, Twitter, mwcwire. Talk about football, basketball, a lot of football mostly. If you're first time listening, because this could be somebody's first show, because we're talking about that letter, San Diego State, the back and forth between them and the Mountain West about potentially leaving the conference. So appreciate it. If you want to hit that subscribe button, that'd be awesome. We're currently in the midst of doing our team previews for 2023, but some big news happened Friday. We'll get to right now. It's also solo, buddy Matt Kennerly. Just, you know, stuff gets busy, life's in the way. So I decided to, all right, record this. Gonna do it. For the date, today is actually, by the time this is published, it's Saturday, June 17th. So we'll be up June 18th by listening to this. So hopefully nothing happens overnight because I'm recording this late Saturday evening. So yeah, I got no life. I'm recording this at this hour. Why not? This is fun and hilarious. I like what's going on here. So that's what we're going to choose. Just so you guys have an idea of what time, the time stamping this podcast here. So what happened Friday, around lunchtime across the country, specifically out west, Pete Thamel of ESPN put out a tweet saying, hey, San Diego State put a notice that's leaving to go toward, we don't know where to go toward, but just leave the Mountain West. And like, this should not be a shock that the Aztecs are in position to, excuse me, leaving that in, folks, and in position to say, they've been talked about saying the Aztecs going to the Pac-12 and Big 12, more so the Pac-12, because of them losing UCLA and USC to the Big 10, which is still stupid as heck, but money talks. Aztecs fill that, could fill partially some of the Southern California market. So that's part of it. And hey, they're good at basketball. They went to the national title game this past year. They've gone to many, many NCAA tournaments. Their football program hasn't won a conference title in a bit, but they're always right there. They won 12 games a couple years ago. And the only time they missed a bowl game was due to COVID-19 2020 season in at least about a decade. So obviously they're a good program overall. And so that's what Pac-12, okay, they go in right away, compete basketball, be top three or four team. Football might take a minute like it did for TCU and Utah to build up into the big conferences for a couple years to match up with recruiting, depth specifically, stuff like that. But basically what the source said to Thamel is that Aztecs gave the Mountain West written notice this week, intends, to resign from the Mountain West Conference. And they asked for a one-month extension. So a couple things. So He also, that's his tweet, he also wrote an article putting more information out there about what it was, because in the article, it mentioned the Mountain West took their intention to leave as "we're leaving." And this is all at the moment, at least not publicly, no invite to the Pac-12. It's like, okay, that's kind of weird. They can go out there and be on their own for a minute, but that's pretty risky. But they wouldn't do this without having, like, J.D. Wicker, their AD, without having good information. So when they got the letter, the Mountain West, speaking of sources to Thamel, they started the, oh, they're leaving, exit papers was drawn where, as of right now, if they leave before June 30th, or I guess before July 1st, on June 30th, they leave the day before July hits the calendar, they would owe about $16.5, $17 million to Mountain West. They could plan their new conference next fall, play one more year in Mountain West. If they were to wait after that, it'd be double, so about $34 million, if they were still to join the 1 year. 2 years after that, like not pulling Texas OU, that's messy and not great. OU and Texas are playing one more season, obviously, then they're done to the SEC. So, and part of the letter states, okay, we need the money now. You are no longer, you can't vote in anything. You're not getting the $6 million, which is huge for this program, when the media rights deal for the Mountain West is about $4-ish million per school. So I'm guessing that includes attorney credits for basketball. And we'll get that later. But then Aztecs wrote a letter back. Oh, no, hold on. We're intending, not leaving, intending. Big key word there, intending. So there's back and forth because, well, San Diego State, who wouldn't want $6 million due in a couple weeks? Especially the program of Mountain West size and what they earn and spend. And every penny counts. Every penny counts. So it's like, hold on. Like, well, can we get an extension? And it's like, people who may not, if you're new or haven't followed Mountain West forever, or say you're a Fresno fan, Utah State, not really into know the Aztec stuff before you guys joined the conference, Hawaii, Nevada, such Spartans, those type of teams. San Diego State was going to the Big East a while back to join TCU. TCU's never hot second, Boise State as well, and then join put other sports in the Big West. That kind of fell apart with the Big East, if you know, obviously, they do not sponsor football. It used to be the Conference of Miami, BC, Virginia Tech, a pretty good league, Cincinnati, Louisville. Excuse me, teams that were pretty good. So, this happened before, but that was a little bit different scenario. Because when Craig Thompson was commissioner, he publicly stated, if you don't want you here, we're not going to hold you back. Well, that's not good for business. Mountain West needs money, and $17 million is great, $34 million is even better. But the San Diego State's basically, they're saying, well, come be your delay. Like, if you're the Mountain West, it's like, why in the hell would you agree to do that? I know anything could be negotiated. And because part of it is the Pac-12 hasn't sent the invite publicly, their TV deal is still not done, and you always hear 2 weeks, 2 weeks. It's going to be random day by Memorial Day. It's going to be during the Final Four when all the ADs are in town when they're in Houston for the national championship basketball. So it's like there's all these arbitrary dates, but they want a 1 month extension for the Pac-12 to get their ducks in a row. But if you're Mountain West, it's like, well, if a contract, this is what we're doing. We want the money. And I wouldn't blame them for saying, no, we're sticking to this. We need the money. We need to check in 2 weeks. You can't ask for a notice. Like, this is just, I don't blame San Diego State for doing this, because who knows? Mountain West may be like, well, why not? What's the problem? Maybe they'll come back. And so it's something where you try. It's one of the things people try. Well, let me try this past my parents. Maybe, you never know. They're probably going to say no, but you never know unless you ask. And so it's one of those type of things where I think, like, well, let's just see what they say. And Gloria Navarro, as a new commissioner, is probably like, this is a big decision for, like, do I say no, get at it, not get at it, but no, we want the money now. This is the contract we have in place. This is what we're going to do. Or play nice because, oh, maybe they'll stick around. But they already have 1 foot out the door. It's like Aztecs want to straddle the fence. Like, okay, we have a home here. Maybe not give us another month. I don't know if the Pac-12 will have a deal by then. Who knows? They could be posturing the Big 12 like, hey, look at this. We're kind of a free agent sort of sorts. And sources say the Thamel, like San Diego State, in fact, not, it's me, like does not have an offer from the Pac-12. So they're exploring our options. If the Pac-12, and San Diego State's attempting to explore options if the Pac-12 doesn't get a TV deal done by June 30th. So that's one of those options to leave. Big 12 has been part of San Diego State as well, but not prioritized as much relative to the Pac-12. And the intention of the June 13th letter wasn't that San Diego State is exiting. It's just weird. Again, the intention of the June 13th letter wasn't it that San Diego State's exited? And it's also, including the one-month extension, the school also has to consider discussing the exit fee. It's like, what's to discuss? This is the contract, $34 million or $17 million. As San Diego State noted that the Aztecs have generated for the Mountain West through NCAA tournament credits, estimated from this past March for their deep paddle run, which is awesome, by the way, $10 million, none of which it sees if it leaves the league. Which, pause for a moment, that it's Aztecs earn, for those who don't know NCAA credits, every team that advances within each round, money goes toward to the current conference you're in. So when Gonzaga goes far, it helps the whole West Coast Conference. I think they do get a prorated share, a bit, because that's a deal they struck, because remember the Mountain West tried to get pluck them before. But if you're in any conference, let's say UCLA and USC, they make NCAA tournament runs, and credits are paid out over a handful of years at a time. They're not getting those, but they go to the Pac-12, they stay in the Pac-12 when they go to the Big Ten. So yes, while Aztecs earn those credits, or any Mountain West team that makes a tournament and wins a game or games, yes, they earn the conference more money, but it's not the team's money, it's the conference's money. So they want to, I don't know, they just noted the income they generate for the conference to negotiate the fee. It's like, well, we made this money. It's like, yeah, but you're wanting to leave and you're going to make how much regardless, and we don't get as much. San Diego State requested a 4-year installment plan for the exit fee. As of now, San Diego State would have to pay the fee by June 2024. So they do have a year, so not like the 2 weeks I mentioned, which also would include the league withholding payment of distributions to the school. So they wouldn't get any, they wouldn't receive any money in the media rights still coming up, or whatever's earned, NCAA tournament credits or any other money they get from the conference that's paid out to them. Plus, they'd have to pay that out. So, and the Mountain West received the letter and noted these are consequences that come with this type of move. And so, and also, the president of San Diego State seat on the board was removed. Under league policy, its financial obligation tied to withdrawal will be withheld. So this add another communication to clarify, like, well, can we get this or that? We still want to get that money. They ask no payments to be withheld. It's like Aztecs, I get, they're trying everything, but they're trying, they can't have it both ways. Like we said, a lot of people say this online, like, well, what are you trying to do here? Either choose or don't choose, like go or stay. And one of the Mountain West sources, Daniel, said, they're trying to figure out what we're willing to do. And here's the thing, you can get lawyers involved, but it's a tight time frame. Again, I am recording this. This is June 17th. This is 13 days away from June 30th. Remember how long it took for the SEC to figure out, or Big Ten, or excuse me, Big 12, SEC, Texas, OU stuff to get figured out, where it was, I think, a 9-digit payout each school, somewhere in those along those ranges. I'll have the numbers in front of me. I can search real quick, but it was a high payout, and that took months upon months to negotiate the Big 12 exit fee, because they're like, if technically, if you leave, all the games and money stays in the conference. We air your games, don't get any money in different network. So they had to pay actually 100. Oklahoma and Texas have agreed to pay the Big 12 a total of $100 million joining the SEC a year earlier. So $50 million each. And this was actually, I'm trying to find the date of this posting, February 9th of this year. And it was known, like, what, right before the season, the year before? Like, 2022? And so since the summer of 2021, it was a while. I don't remember the exact date. I remember during the summer. Maybe it was 21. But it took a long while to figure this out, when they're going to be in the SEC and how much they're going to pay. In 2 weeks, it's like, I don't know, man. And J.D. Wicker's all telling, we're ready to step into power conference. Pac-12 wants to give them a full share so they don't go to the Big 12, stuff like that. But the Mountain West has all the cards. Like, they can just say, no, peace out. Sorry, you can't have this. This is the deal we had. This is what we would do for any other school. So they just asked us, wanted to see if they'd handle this nicely. And Mountain Source says, well, that's not going to happen. Everyone wants to find the best financial path for them. It's clunky. So honestly, if I were the Mountain West, I'd be like, no, sorry. This is the money. You're this is the contract, done. No. So that's where we stand right now. Nothing's, I still will get no more information soon. And there's more to the show here. I'm not just chatting about this for 12 minutes. But a couple, like, I'm looking on Twitter, people are like, well, we've earned this money, we get it. It's like, well, yeah, but for the conference, remember that. Aztec fans are pumped their chest, which is right for them. So go to the Pac-12, that's great. That's awesome for them to get the call up. No team in the league in history would ever say no. Not when Utah did it, not when TCU did it. BYU is a different scenario, but even BYU got a pretty sweet deal going independent because their brand is quite large. And when they go to the Big 12, could literally be the best, biggest brand of any school. Bigger than TCU? Yeah, small private school. BYU has a lot of people with their religion. across the country and across the world who like the school. Bigger than Cincinnati went to playoff. Yeah, UCF. Yes, Texas Tech. Not huge. Oklahoma State. Debatable, but I think BYU would be one of the few schools who have a national title in the past 40 years, because TCU had it in the 50s and 60s with Sammy Baugh and those guys. Texas Tech never. Oklahoma State never. Houston was really good in the late 80s, early 90s, but not that good. Like, UCF had that great 2017 year undefeated, but that technically that was not a national title. They didn't go through the BCS or whatever was going on in the playoff, whatever it was at the time, I forget. 2017, I would have been playoff, I think. But they're just a big brand, so that's slightly different. But so if Aztecs would call up, same thing for Air Force, San Diego State, obviously CSU, Vegas, Rebels, they'd all take it. This is just negotiating to figure it out. And the Mountain West could say, no, pay it now. Or there are creative ways to get to it. But a lot of Aztec fans, again, like, oh, we did this. We're great. We're the best brand in the conference. And I will emphatically, like, I've covered this league forever. When Utah and BYU are in it, that's why I started doing this thing back in way too long ago. Long, long time ago. So it's like, I've done it for a while. So it is something I'm familiar with, but I don't have really a team to find. I don't care. Like, I like doing this because it's fun. College football is great. This league has been amazing. It could be amazing going forward. It's just a fun league to watch all these games. It's crazy. It's awesome. And, like, I mean, Utah guy, like, I don't care what happens. So when anybody talks about Mountain West, like, my brother's in freaking Houston, went to Texas A&M, likes Boise State. He's like, it's their second favorite team. Anybody who talks about the Mountain West, it's always Boise State. Number one, by far. Not even close. Their brand is huge. They just don't have huge population size and other things here. Why they're not going to consider academics a bit. Recruiting area also. But Aztec fans, I get it. You're...
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Insecure. There's something, I was watching a video with, what's his name? Why am I spacing that? Hold on, let me pull it up right here. It was a video. It's the San Diego Union Tribune. Oh, Ziegler. Crap, I apologize for... How am I forgetting this? Mark Ziegler. I want to say Matt Ziegler or something. He was on some YouTube show. I don't know what it was even called. 365 Sports or something. Basically, the Aztecs have nowhere to go. And there's an inferiority complex between San Diego State and their fans. Which... 100% online. We see online, it's like, we're burning this, like, national title appearance over Boise State over Oklahoma. It's like, no, that game is one of the best games of all time. It's considered one of the most significant college football games ever. Like, well, they don't want to be there. It's like, please, Adrian Peterson was in that game. They came back down to force overtime, like, after getting their butt kicked early on. Utah's beaten Alabama. The Utah beat a crappy Pitt team. We've had Houston beating Florida State. We've had UCF going undefeated. I think they played Auburn, I want to say. I forget who they played in their big-time game. But their brand is okay, but their fans, like, they want to pump their chest, say we're awesome, and people aren't giving them that respect. They do deserve a ton of respect, but they come out and say, oh, we're the best team in the conference, or this or that. That's not true. I've been fighting on Twitter a little bit. It's like, no, it's all about football. And while their football team is good, it's Chuck Long was terrible. It got good when Brady Hoke came around the first time around, and they've won double-digit games many times, amazing running back, obviously group like Donald Pumphrey, those type of guys, who are winning Mountain West Conference Football Players of the Year awards, which usually don't go to running backs. They go to quarterbacks. Like Rashard Penny was ended up being a first-round pick. But it's a team where historically success, they've never been to a major bowl. They won 12 games a couple years ago but didn't win the conference. They had that stretch where they won three titles in a row or part of that. But it's been since 16. Like the 2021, 12-2. Last year, 7-6. They've had one, two, three, four, five double-digit win seasons since 2015. Been the bowl game every year since 2010, excluding 2020. It's a pretty good stretch compared to before, where they didn't go to a bowl game from last bowl game, Vegas Bowl, when they're in the WAC in 98, until 2010, with Brady Oak took them to the Poinsettia Bowl. So they haven't gone to many bowl games. In the 80s and 90s, they went to three bowl games combined. Like, since 1969, so here's another thing why it's like some context where they might be a little bit antsy and like, hey, we need more respect for playing good. 1969, first year they played football, went to a bowl game. Apparently they went 6-11-0, not bad. Amazing. Went to the Pasadena Bowl, won that with Don Coryell, which people should be familiar with what he's done in the passing innovation. But like 69, 86, 91, 98. That's it until 2010 when they have all that stretch in a row. So they clearly turned around. So it's not like they're a bad program. People are just defending and defending, which you do as your fan, as a team. But like looking through some of these comments, I'm like, okay, what should be done here? What's going on? And they are all just fighting. Like, basketball is the best. I'm like, basketball is nothing. I remember Andy Katz, who was at ESPN back when the 2010-2011 stuff, when the Pac Larry Scott nearly pulled off a miracle Pac-16 with Texas and OU going west instead of east now. Obviously, what's going on? He's like, what about Kansas? He's like, well, somebody still. And maybe he has told to Andy Katz, like, listen, basketball doesn't care. Football drives the bus. Basketball brings pennies on the dollar compared to football. Even lower level football gets way better ratings and things than, like, awesome basketball. And, like, there's something I saw the other day, like, some random bowl game out drew the Stanley Cup Finals. Like, that's a pretty big deal. I think Minnesota was part of the game, but they beat what Vegas Knights did and whoever they played in the Stanley Cup Finals recently. So it's like football does it all. So talking about basketball, it's like, whatever. Honestly, it's like, it's good. It's helpful. It's honestly good because getting tournament credits is great. But they're a team where it's like their program's great. Like, I'm not trying to bash on them or anything, but some people are defending kind of irrationally. It's like they're getting a call up. We know what's happening. People are like, well, they should, Mountain West should be nice to them. Like, what in world would you should be nice to them? Like, hey, potentially owe us all this money. And then, yeah, it's not going to happen. So fans, I put on Twitter, but mostly just kind of more arguing and stuff. It's like, here's when it's kind of like, dude, you're home. I get it. Mountain West owes San Diego State for maintaining national relevance for the past 20 years. I'm like, what? What are you talking about, buddy? It's like, that's not the case. They're late night games on CBS Sports Network, which we joke, they're the home of CBS Sports Network football. They're a good team, but national relevance always been Boise State. Like, they had a couple years where they're getting talked about, which is amazing when they have really, 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 really good teams. Like, revenue to this mediocre conference paid mainly because San Diego State's national prominence in order to write fat checks to Boise State. Not true at all. Totally not the case at all. Like, they're one of the better teams of conference and becoming one of the better names recently, but there's, like, best, if we want 20 years, okay, let's look at 20 years. 2002. And people, anybody want to guess what San Diego State's record was in 2002 football? I'll chill for a second. Slow down. Give people a moment to check Sports Reference or something. Remember that bull stretch I told you about from 98 to 2010? That's a clue. Losing record. 4-9, 2002. 6-6, 2003. 4-7, 04. 5-7, 05. 3-9, 06. 4-8, 07. 2-10. 08, 4-8, 09. Then Brady Hoke year two got things going to multiple bowl games. Basketball's been good, but it's been really good this past year. They've underachieved a bit because they've had guys when they, like, well, I guess Kawhi Leonard was amazing. Like, they've had good players, but that was the Florida Gulf Coast to Dunk City when they figured Sweet 16's in the bag a couple years ago. So that is not the case. And people are like, well, if they're so much better, why do they go to the Pac-12? Well, it's not always because how good you are, honestly. Like, that's 100% true. Why is Maryland and Rutgers in the Big Ten? I know demographics and things change, but TV households for Big Ten Network. That's why. Rutgers is in Piscataway, New Jersey, close to New York City. They could pull in some sub fees for Big Ten Network. Millions upon millions subscribe to paid TV on some level. In Maryland, out there, and wherever the Terps are out there. I don't remember what city, but whatever Maryland did. Is it Landover, Maryland, or something? What, I don't know where that is. Near D.C., obviously, but keeps saying obviously a lot. But that's one of the main reasons. One reason Aztecs are going, Southern California recruiting, and it's a large city, a pretty big city for TV household. And so that's part of it, too. It helps that they're good, but that's not the number one A reason why they're there. So it's just something where some of these fans are, like, overdoing it. Like, here's one right here. I respect San Diego State Twitter response. They are no Duke, and unfortunately, Boise State is a better program of football and has more success. This is okay. This next part kind of laughable. Mexico's up there as well with success, other than a few bad years. Actually, Mexico has been better program overall. Obviously, that's not true, but that was a weird part. But the first part, like, they Aztecs are, nobody's saying they're bad. We're just saying, like, if you look at these teams, like, where they've been historically, it's like they're not. And people think I bashed the Aztecs, but I'm giving hard truths here. Like, they've improved drastically over years when after they had Marshall Faulk and stuff like that. They were terrible. They've been so good. They've won multiple conference titles. Past 6 or 7 years, they've been close and out there. That 12-win season was crazy. A couple years ago, like, they're good. Basketball's amazing. Like, they are up and up and going to compete with the conference. Like, in football, it's like, get a quarterback, maybe with what they have going now with Jalen Maiden there. He could get things done if they get a running game going. Would be helpful, obviously, because that's been kind of, I can't tell, stupid words. Say it all the time. Not sure what's going on. But they've been just okay the past couple. Those positions, sorry, let me rephrase. I've been just okay. So, it's like, what does the Mountain West do here? So, there's a couple options. I put out there on Twitter, like, what should we add if they want to add? Standing Pat could be the best move because in a couple years, the league has a media rate still renewed. So there's that. That's a consider where maybe they stay put with 11 football and 10 basketball schools. And also, it should be noted, you don't need 12 teams for a conference championship game anymore in football. So they could stick with 11. Split, because think of it too, next couple of years, each team would get more money because you're splitting 11 ways and whatever. Hawaii has their own deal, so that's out of different. So if you're splitting money 10 ways instead of 11 ways, so that, like, the $5 million San Diego State would be giving up not being part of the league. That's what, half $1 million per school? It's not nothing for these teams that shortfall. Like, Fresno State wants to do public funding for stadium upgrades, and our buddy Matt's like, no, don't do that. That's not the way it should be. It should be done other ways. So, like, $500,000 approximately to these schools would be a pretty big deal. So that's something that if they just stand pat, because media deal is 26, and so they'd probably start negotiating about a year or so for now to figure things out where they want to go, whether it's more streaming, stick with Fox and CBS, go back to ESPN, those type of things. So I think Standing Pat could be a big option. Our buddy Michael Daly put a big piece on North Dakota State. That's a possibility. But when you look at what I'm looking at for going through options they have, so what should San Diego State do? So it's like, all right, what do they really do? And so Standing Pat's a good idea. Just because I mentioned things I mentioned and said, they could get a pretty good media deal that ups their pay. So I put a poll on Twitter. It's not scientific, and it wasn't great options. Stay Pat got 23%. Add one FBS member, 31%. Add one FBS in the hoops and some hoops, 27%. FCS team, 17.3%. So those are what's out there. And that's, the problem is there's no Western schools that are good. UTEP, they got an okay under Dana Dimel. Football went to bowl game 2 years ago. New Mexico State's touch better, but not really good. There are only ones out in this part of the country that play FBS football that are not part. Ooh. I'm leaving this yawn, and it's kind of late. But they're the only teams out west that are available. BYU's not a Big 12, soon to be. Pac-12, obviously, what's going on. There's nothing out west. So you could have one of those schools. I'd probably lean to UTEP just because they have – longer historical reference or preference and rivalries and familiarity with New Mexico, which is not bad. Because remember, when I'm at University of Utah, they're hoping to go 1-1 of that New Mexico-UTEP split for basketball. Lobos have been really good, especially back then in the early 2000s. Same with UTEP. So they also have, like, Air Force, Colorado State, handful of schools. New Mexico State does as well when they're in the WAC with Utah State, Nevada, Fresno, Hawaii, San Jose State. So there's that. Those type of things. But, like, there are some issues out there in Las Cruces. And they've been wandering the desert. They've been Sunbelt, Independent. Like, it's not a good thing. UTEP's in Conference USA, which is geographically garbage at the moment for the way they're doing. They're so far. They go to Boca Raton, Florida. And they're freaking in the Mountain Time Zone. That's a huge, huge thing to do travel-wise. So that's an option. I'm not keen on it. This might be my favorite one. Raid the new AAC, because there's a report from The Athletic, and these are teams I mentioned before. Go after UTSA with Coach Trailer there, I think it's Frank Traylor, but Coach Traylor doing great things with UTSA. Pretty large city, up-and-coming town in Texas, recruiting there. UTSA North Texas or Rice were options bantied around. Now, Rice, I know Rice was in the whack with Hawaii, that 16-team disaster back in the late 90s. Right? They're in Houston. Like, the potential's there. Bottom of the barrel for people that care about it. And that's the town that's a pro sports team, pro sports town. Astros, Texans. You got the Cowboys. You have University of Texas, Texas A&M, with Oklahoma fans in there. They're way at the bottom. Those are teams I mentioned before, but they were in coverage yesterday. Now they're in the AAC. The reason this could work, this is their first year in the new conference as well, upcoming. The reason this could work is because the American deal does pay more, about $7-ish million a year. I'm not sure if it got changed or the total number of teams that are in the conference now, but it's not as good. But also the American deal goes through 2032. So Mountain West could actually have a deal come up in a couple of years, sign a deal, whatever it may be, and then have it start negotiating a new deal approximately about the same time the American is doing the same. Two cycles, essentially, from what I think about it. So there's a way they might bring in more money, but also there's exit fees. I'm not sure about that, what it would cost to jump conferences again. And would they want to? Like, would North Texas, who, this is a dumb thing, but think about it, branding on the buildings, on business cards, on letterheads, on uniforms, also the American or AAC. You can change all again, repaint, redo the outside building. It says Mountain West now. All these little things that take time and a little bit of money here or there. But it would all lead to going to Texas. And if they already tried it before, why not try it again? If you had three teams, it'd get you to 14. That's okay. UTSA North Texas are great. Texas State's terrible. Rice is in Houston, but not good. You have same Houston State. He's a new FBS team in the new WAC that they're going to try to move up in a while. And so that takes time. Maybe a Tulsa? Memphis, I mentioned before, that's going further east or farther east. That's a bit tricky. But I'd like UTSA North Texas for sure as opportunity of teams add. So those are kind of some things I would do if they even want to replace. You go to some FCS teams. I'm like, okay, you have Montana State. They didn't really want to last time around. And those are some lots of big sky schools. So you have like Sacramento State, who's made the playoffs, Eastern Washington, Weber State, and I mentioned, dare we say, Idaho, because they actually reclassified a while back to drop down. So those are some teams there. North Dakota State, the Bison, how well they've been playing. Obviously, they put NFL talent there far east. One combination I think they could do is, it's also they want to, add some basketball schools and mix it up, because Wichita State may not be super happy in the American right now because all these Cincinnati's left, Houston's left, all these good basketball schools have left. They moved up from Missouri Valley, and the Mountain West tried to get them before with Craig Thompson. He's like, well, it's a football deal. They did football sustainability, excuse me, what it would cost, obviously quite expensive. So they were looking to football because they used to have it. Not sure if it would be the case now. But that is opportunity. If you want to basketball schools, try for Grand Canyon. Michigan State, we mentioned, they're pretty good at basketball. They could be maybe add New Mexico State full sports and bring on Wichita State, maybe have basketball down the road, bring in North Dakota State, at least for those not minor sports, but non-football sports or non-revenue. You have at least one place to travel to, it's not too far. So that could be a possibility. You could try Gonzaga or some West Coast schools like St. Mary's or San Francisco. Gonzaga, honestly, could go to the Big East because that's a weird thing that's been bandied about, Big 12, Pac-12. But maybe they could pull St. Mary's, San Francisco, to come in for hoops, and maybe that'll be a bit more revenue-wise because Gonzaga is a huge brand. And even without San Diego State, the Mountain West is still be a pretty good basketball conference, and they're clearly not as good, but they would be reasonably okay. I'm not going to lie. Still pretty good because you have Utah State, Ryan Odom, who does a good job. You got Colorado State Tim Miles and San Jose State getting things better. I think UNLV might be finally on the rise a little bit. So there's some potential there. So that's a possibility they can do. And maybe Wichita State eventually adds basketball, football. But options are great. I think right now, number one for me be staying pat for through the media rights, still get teams a few extra bucks through the next couple of years. Plus, you got the playoff, too. It's like, you win the league, you're going to playoff most likely. Like, you're probably fighting the Sun Belt for the top team every year right now to go to the playoff as that 6th guaranteed conference. that's probably out the window for San Diego State if they go to the Pac-12, at least for the time being. Even without USC, UCLA, Utah's really good. Oregon, Washington, Oregon State's on the upswing with DJU there. And playing quarterback transfer from Clemson, you got Jonathan Smith as their coach, who's one of the best coaches out west. And side note, I did put $10 for Oregon State to win the national title, like plus 7,000, so I could make $700. But that league's not easy. So now I think staying pat are going after those new AAC teams where their media deal's so far out, like the ACC. Sorry, I was getting my American ACC AAC mixed up, to where their deal's far down the road as well. So I think those are options. And then here's something else I was thinking about. What the Mountain West could just go back to San Diego State, to where what can we negotiate to? I don't think we'll see if the I don't think the month long suspension is gonna or it's not suspension excuse me extension is going to stand gonna be come to fruition. Our buddy Jesse Tacker, when he does Wyoming stuff from time to time, he's like, well, how about they okay pay seven? I think here's the thing: they're paying $17 million regardless. That's non negotiable. That's happening regardless. Because then when the extension, San Diego State was like, oh, we're not going to pay as much because we want to see what's going on. So I'm thinking $17 million is the baseline. It's at 17 to 34. What's going to happen? Could the Mountain West pay charge, like say here's extension, and then still, I'd still say no extension. I think that's, they got to stay firm on that. But maybe try and negotiate something else, but I think I got 2 weeks. So I think they maybe give them the extension and still $34 million no matter what. Or he brought up a good idea, Jesse. Have Aztecs play a ton of road games against Mountain West teams, football, men's and women's basketball, to help bring some the money that was owed to the league. Like the going rate, I don't know if the Aztecs could pay it. If it'd be, this could be spread out longer than 4 years because it could be about $1 million per game. So they're like, hey, we'll pay. Well, it's not even paying out because that's what the games are. Sorry. Like buy games or body bag games are about $1 million. Like Nevada's getting that from, I think they play, or USC and San Jose State, they're playing. I think Nevada plays USC. Those type of games are about $1 million. Even if you do like a 2-for-1, that other game's still about $1 million. Aztecs aren't flying teams in. They should want Aztecs to go. I think this could be more money. Aztecs go to and go play Mountain West teams, football, basketball, men's and women's side. Play enough games, play every team once over the next 12 years. Or 11 years, whatever's in the Mountain West, to find the other 11 teams. They could play one basketball game on the road, one foot, because they got to play teams out west. Like if they do their non-conference schedule for football, okay, they've got 9 Pac-12 games at the moment. They could keep that 3. Okay, maybe they'll play an FCS team. It'd be nice to stay in your neighborhood to play some little teams. Like maybe they could pick up a game with BYU if they want to play them, Power 5 team out west. They play UTEP, play New Mexico State, but do they want to go? Or maybe they'll just bring in teams like, hey, we're a Power 5 team. We'll pay $900,000 to bring in Tulsa, to bring in Texas State, to bring in Charlotte, to bring in some MAC school. If they're going on the road as a Power 5 team, it's probably playing another Power 5 conference team. And there's not, it'd be going way far west, east for them. But I'm thinking, Jesse might be onto something. Like, I'm going to write an article going through some ideas, but I could probably look up how much home games get. Like, they'd be still a pretty big draw. People would hate it because, oh, we hate you. You left the conference, blah, blah, blah. But playing one Mountain West team every year for 11 plus years, like, give every team one home game. But would that be worth? Because think of this. If it's $34 million, that's $3.4 million per team. Or actually, let's include Hawaii. Yeah, we'll include Hawaii in this. I just don't know if that would make up the difference. Because I'm not sure how much each team's make for home games. Because that's, and maybe they need to do two. And it also, again, it would help them with their schedule because we don't play teams. Like, what do they want to play Boise State? Wouldn't they want to play Colorado State when they get better? When they want to go to Vegas to recruit? Or, you know, recruiting Vegas, whatever. You have Bishop Gorman there. But play an NFL stadium or play these teams for the historical rivals, which would be fun. But if it's $34 million... Actually, it'd be $17 million. I'm going to phrase that because they're already getting $17 regardless. And we include Hawaii. That's, let me do my math here. Sorry, $17 million. If we do that divided by 11 teams, that's $1.54 million per game. I don't know if one home game would be enough for that. I'm going to look up right now. Let's do, because Wyoming does a whole lot of people. Let's do New Mexico football home game. And it'd be up to the schools to make it worth it too, because it would be a gamble the Mountain West would be taking. Yeah, they fill in a game, a conference schedule game to get a Pac-12 team come to town. But I'm not thinking New Mexico can bring in $1.5 million for Aztecs to play women's basketball, other place, men's basketball, and a football game. So maybe they do it twice over the next 22 years. That's a long way spreading out. I still think they'd rather have money in hand, but maybe they pay, okay, we'll pay you half the money, but then you still have to play, you agree to play Mountain West school every year for about a decade out. So say they pay, okay, we got $17 million, we pay plus $9 million or something, where it's like basically they pay, yeah, somewhere $1 million a team or whatever, $10 million more. And that other $7 million, whatever it may be, could be made up in those type of things, those type of games. Playing games at Mountain West schools. That could be an option. That's actually a pretty good option because you get a game for the Mountain West, a good opponent as well, opponent they're familiar with. Fans would, again, go to the game, not like it because they're playing the team that screwed them and left town. But I think that could be a realistic option, but I'm wondering how many games it would be. But I'm going to try to see New Mexico revenue football per game, per home game. I don't know if my Google search will come up with anything specific, but they don't sell many tickets. So let's see. That's expenses here. Let's see. I'm trying to see what it would take if you let me know. Department budget. They have shortfalls. So there's also that two teams that have shortfalls. That's a problem. New Mexico State selling more tickets. I don't know what it would be, but it wouldn't be very much because if they average 12,000 paid tickets, $9 in a seat, and it's $10 a ticket, that's only $120,000, if my math is right. So they would need some assurances or something, but maybe do more than one game. But then it's a gamble. Okay, do you want to bring this team in one time for under this scenario? And you better make your money's worth. Or some schools may balk at it. Well, we don't get that many people. Or Boise, it's like, who cares who we bring? It could be two ways. Boise State's like, who cares who we bring in? We get more, we'll at least get a sellout crowd anyways. Might be a good opponent. But then, like, New Mexico or UNLV may not draw as well. Or even San Jose State, where, well, what are we doing here? It's like, we're not going to make as much money had we struck with the original deal. But I do like the idea. It's out-of-the-box thinking, and maybe there's partial money paid, and then also games being exchanged to fill out the schedule. Because that also could help the media rights still with the Mountain West, because, oh, we get San Diego State coming to town for football and basketball the next couple of years. Next decade, or throughout the conference, I guess it'd be, yeah, for the whole league. We got all these home games coming up with Aztecs. That's helpful. It's kind of like what the Pac-12 is doing. Like, oh, maybe we'll merge with the ACC on some level and do some partnership. Well, you're getting Clemson to come to town, North Carolina on your network. That would boost the ratings and the payout as well. So those are a couple of things I'm thinking about which could be done. We're probably going to wrap it up here in about 40 minutes. But that's one option. But outside of what's going to happen, I think I would lean toward the Mountain West saying no extension, don't do it. And the Aztecs could be risking a lot by saying, fine, see ya. But I have a hard time them doing that without having a plan or a backup plan. Because if the Big West want them for a temp home, they go independent in 2024 to fill up that schedule, that's BYU have that as in a couple years. Would the Mountain West be willing, like, screw it, we're out of here? And there's going to be some bad blood with the way it left if they owe $34 million. They decide to go after July 1st. Or do they risk it and pay $17 million? Hey, we're out of here July 1st. And then try to schedule games? That, they've had four, it's eight more games. That's a lot of games going on. They could be a bad schedule of new FBS schools like Sam Houston State and stuff like that, where it's like, oh, you play these teams that aren't very good. Fans may not like the schedule. BYU's non-conference schedule schedule in November was pathetic for home games. They're playing FCS schools, UMass, UConn, New Mexico State, not really great programs. That's what Aztecs would be bringing in if they somehow have to go independent for a year or a couple years. Because what the Pac-12 offer never comes. It's not official. It's not out there. It seems likely. You don't send this letter without having very, very high confidence something's going to happen by the end of July. But I think what's going to mount, there's always lawyers negotiation, but 2 weeks, that's a short time, guys. Not very long. I think the Mountain West, what they should do is be like, no, sorry, here's what, we're standing pat on this. And unless they come up, Aztecs come up with an amazing alternate offer. Because here's the Aztecs are desperate. Mountain West have all the cards here. And well, they do and they don't. They do, in the fact, well, for the extension they do, because Aztecs are like, well, we want this money still, $6 million. Like, well, no, you're not getting that if you're not in the league. And that's what the first letter was sent to do. It's like, we're not in the league. That's what they're saying. We don't want to, we don't want to be here. And that's what the conference took as such as they should. So Mountain West are like, no, sorry, leave. Pay $17 million, get out of here. We're done. If you want an extension, make it worth our while. Make us play, or like, okay, we'll play a home game for the next, we'll play two Mountain West teams. We'll play your team twice. Maybe basketball, I don't know, football's hard. It's like, it goes out. You got to play our teams twice for the next, every year for the next 22 years, whatever it may be. Or maybe they play two a year, and so it goes shorter, but they play two times. 0-for-2. Or maybe just do a 2-for-1, whatever. That's fine. That's go with it. 2-for-1, where that actually might be a better idea. 2-for-1. You get two home games for the Mountain, for your Mountain West school. You go to Vegas twice, and then you have to still have to pay your typical fee for 2-for-1. For us to come out to your Power 5 team, you're going to pay us money that way as well. May not be $1 million each, but it could be. It helps schedule-wise. But actually, if you're going to stick it to them, maybe do that, because Aztecs pay at least $500,000 per team, plus they don't do two home games. I mean, they go to some place twice. But I think some game exchange could be on the table and wouldn't make a lot of sense. It's just, how do you do it? I don't have the numbers in front of me, or don't know the specific numbers for what teams bring in, because some could be worth it, some couldn't be. But my gut is that two things are happening. Aztecs are going to Pac-12, and I think it'll be before July 1st. So all this might be a moot point of payments, recouping money, creative accounting, how they're going to pay the league if they go after. I honestly think, it's 2 weeks away, I think the Pac-12 finally gets their freaking deal done, and they're going to bring in San Diego State and SMU, and the deal will be a little bit more than the Big 12, which is kind of their plan the whole time. And the Mountain West will probably stay pat for a minute. And they had their meet. Remember, they had their board of directors meetings recently. They're like, well, it's all on the table. We're looking at all the options. So that's what I got for this day. There's not much more to add besides repeating myself, but hopefully y'all enjoyed this rambling 44 minutes at the moment. But Aztecs, like, again, they don't have a deal in place, or if they got to be extremely confident to do this and put this letter out there. They have to be this. They have to have a place in mind. They have to. The extension is where it's like, ooh, maybe it's not by July 1. But I think with it coming out, maybe that pushes the Pac-12, might make some changes, even though Pac-12 is like, whatever, we don't care. But I think it's going to be done by July 1st. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. We'll talk about it down the road. But that's it for this time. MWR.com. Check us out. MWCR on Twitter. We're doing our top, some top countdowns coming up, some divisional stuff over the past while. So keep it checked out to us. And again, if you're new, I appreciate you listening to it. And give us another shot. Keep coming back for more. You like it. Trust me. We got our team previews coming up. We got two so far. We've done CSU and Utah State. We'll have more coming down the road. It's up to you on Twitter at MWCR to vote on it. So go check out there for our new latest polls every couple of days. And yeah, I'll see you next time, folks.